Zadie was born in Europe, in a place called Frankfurter, and his Bubby was born in the city of Hamburger. I told him that in places with those kind of names, I'll bet they were never hungry.
They're pronounced Frankfurt and Hamburgerly. Those are cities in Germany.
Where were you born, Zadie?
Oh, I was born and raised on the Lower East Side.
Which part of Europe was that?
That was right here in New York City. That's where many of the Jews lived before the war.
Really? I didn't know there were any Jews here before the Civil War.
The Civil War? You think I'm that old? I'm not that old.
Was it much different when you were a little boy than it is today, Zadie?
Oh, it most certainly was. For example, we didn't have a nice house like this to live in.
Well, where did you live, Zadie?
We lived in an apartment on the fourth floor of an old tenement building on East Broadway. It was some job schlepping groceries up the stairs. Yes, I remember it well.
$3 for carrying my groceries up to my apartment.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Fivashevsky. I can't believe it. 3 whole pennies. Wait till I show my friends.
But Zadie, what good is 3 pennies? You can't even buy a half-eaten Pashka's jelly bean with that.
In those days, 3 pennies bought you a rubber ball, a toy ring, and a long pretzel.
It did? Oh, it must have been great to be a kid on the East Side in ancient times, Zadie. I could just imagine how much fun it was.
Just a little boy, life was full of fun and joy. So many things that could be tried. When I grew up on the East Side, every face was full of smiles. Laundry hanging out for miles, and you never ate a pickle with a fork. People hungled on the prize, then return the merchandise in that crowded little corner of New York.
When we were all just little guys, and we were still small for our size, when our hearts were filled with pride that we grew up on the East Side. With a nickel you were rich, you could buy a fish and a chocolate flavored egg cream full of fun. No, we didn't own a fridge, but we owned the Brooklyn Bridge, and the fire escape became our summer home.
We were all just little kites, went and borrowed some old bikes. The other kids made me the guy to show them all that old East Side. We saw peddlers push their wares, yidden schmoozing on the stairs. That East River bouncing boats up like a cork. From Delancey Street to Grand, everybody waved a hand. They all knew me on the East Side of New York.
When all the streets were cobblestone, we hardly used a telephone. When neighbors had something to tell, they'd open windows wide and yell. The Italian who sold fish put a sign up in your dish.
Was just a little you, and I still had a shaky tooth. When
when I was still a little kid. The funny things I saw and did. We built castles in the snow, then played Ringolevio. Friday night we took a frosty midnight walk.
We put out the welcome mat, front of our apartment flat, and our guests felt right at home here in New York.
Every face there had a smile, for a friend you'd walk a mile. You would even eat a pickle with a fork. Every neighbor was a friend, and the memories never end of that Lower East Side corner of New York!
New York! Did you have your own room, Zadie?
Why, sure. Except I had to share it with my three brothers and two baby sisters. And when my cousin Lemuel came to visit, he slept there too.
That sounds awfully crowded.
Ellie, did you ever hear the expression he put his foot in his mouth?
I think so.
Well, when I woke up in the morning, I often thought of that expression, because I would usually find my cousin Lemuel's foot inside my mouth.
Cousin Lemuel, take your foot out of my mouth!
Oh, Zadie, how did you ever get any sleep?
Well, it was my two-year-old sister, Faga. She was really something to deal with.
Drink 10 minutes ago.
I got thirsty again.
How many times a night can a 2-year-old get thirsty?
About 76.
All right, but this is the last time. I have to climb over everyone to get to the door. Now say Shahako and go to sleep.
Shahako, Mia, Bibala. Finished.
All right, now please go to sleep. I'm so tired.
For the drink, I liked it a lot.
You're welcome, Faga. Now please, let me get some sleep.
You must have been very tired when you got on the school bus the next day, Zadie.
Oh, we didn't have a school bus in those days. I took the trolley to Yeshiva every morning down East Broadway.
Trolley? What's a trolley?
What's a trolley? How can I describe it? It was a kind of wooden box on wheels running on tracks in the middle of the street. And did it make a noise? I repeat, Shalala.
The trolley rolling down the street. Let's watch the trolley, let's catch the trolley, jump on the trolley, find yourself a seat.
Rattling and shaking, the neighborhood's awaking when that old trolley comes a-clanking down the track. Off to the west side, down to the east side, look everybody, the trolley's coming back. So jump on the trolley, you'll feel so jolly, riding the trolley from Henry Street to East Broadway. I'm on the trolley, climb on the trolley, let's ride the trolley the entire day.
All day for you. Come on, give me your stuff. Oh,
hey, wait a minute. This trolley is going to the Bronx?
The Bronx? Oh, no, not the Bronx. We're going to the west side. We're going to the east side.
Oh, good. All right, I'll get out anyway. What's the difference?
Cool Uncle Charlie, get Cousin Molly. What fun and Charlie riding down the street. Wait for Wally, or you'll be sorry. Don't miss the trolley, better move your feet. Rattling and shaking, what a ride we're taking. It doesn't matter if you're going near or far. Even with a fever, I'll go to Yeshiva if I can just ride on my trolley car. Because by golly, I feel so jolly taking the trolley to the school of RJJ with Uncle Charlie and Cousin Molly. Every single day,
because by golly, I feel so jolly taking that trolley to the school of RJJ with Uncle Charlie and Cousin Molly, even with Wally, every single day.
Ah, oh, what a ride that was. My bones are shaking up
already. Did we better get the trolley? Hurry up.
Get off, Lou, just stop. Get off. All right, I'm getting off. All right, well, 1 second. Let me off.
Hurry up, forget off, and probably I'm going to go a whole day to wait for you. What are you...
Mister, you're going to Delancey Street. Are you going... I don't know. I'm going to wait. Come on. Make it busy again. 1 second. Let me on. I just got here.
Oh, it just made it here. Well, I'd like to get out of trouble.
Let's go, Heshy. Hurry, or we'll miss the 8:15 trolley.
I'm coming, Manny. I'm coming. But these books are so heavy.
Wait, Mr. Trolley Driver. My brother's almost here. Please, wait.
Come along, Reg. I'll hold the door open only a few more seconds.
Hurry, Essie. Please, hurry.
Shoo! I made it. Here's my nickel, Mr. Trolley Man Driver Person.
Just put it in the box and take a seat.
Uh-oh. Mr. Charlie Man Car Driver, I think I forgot my nickel at home. If I run back for it, it'll only take about 10 minutes. Could you maybe wait?
Wait? Are you joshing me? I've got no time for shenanigans. If you haven't got the nickel fare, then off you go!
Oh, please, please, Mr. Trolley Car Personality. If I'm late for Yeshiva, I'll spend the rest of the day in the office writing a 10-page composition about why I love school.
I don't care if you're late for a meeting with a mayor. Now get off the trolley car before I...
It's all right, driver. I'll pay for the boy. Here we go.
Well, blow me down. Mr. Mayor, what are you doing on this trolley?
Just doing a little inspecting. Checking the cars. Checking the wheels. You know, looking around. Where are you boys headed anyway?
To Rabbi Jacob Joseph Yeshiva. That's a yeshiva school on Henry Street.
Ah, yes. And a good school it is. I know it well. Go ahead, driver. Start a rolling. Yes, sure. Next stop, Henry Street.
Thanks for the nickel, sir. Who are you?
People around here call me Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I've got a mayor in my class, too.
Do you now?
Sure. Mayor Lincolnstrasser from Rivington Street.
Oh, I see what you mean. Don't you know who this is? It's the mayor of New York City, Fiorella LaGuardia.
Mayor Figarelli La Gardinos? That's a funny name.
Isn't it now? Wait till the crew in the city hall hears about this. They'll get a kick out of this. All right, lads. This should be your stop now.
Goodbye, goodbye.
Goodbye, boys. And don't forget to study well. And shalom.
Zadie, were you a good student?
Well, good student. Was I a what? Was I a good what?
You know, a good student in school.
Well, in school, that's a very good question, Elliot. Well, I guess I was pretty good in Chumash and Rashi. But in geography, oh, that sometimes drove me insane.
Heschel? Heschel Himmelstein? Are you paying undivided attention?
I think so, Mrs. Zamberg.
Well, then tell us the name of a southern state beginning with the letter V.
Williamsburg?
I will have none of this gregarious laughter in this class. Heschel, please write Virginia 25 times.
Yes, Mrs. Did you ever go shopping in the supermarket, Zadie?
Yeah, supermarket. We had no supermarkets when I was a boy. On Wednesday, Mama would take us to the fish market to buy a big live fish, which she brought home in a metal pail.
Look, a fishy! Ooh, one of them looked at me.
Look, Mama, this one's doing the backstroke.
Kindle, please move back. I don't want you should fall in. Hello, Antonio. Could you take me out a fish? But a nice one.
And Mr. Himmelstein, for you I take out the most beautiful, fat, juicy fish you ever tasted. This one right here. I pull him out with my net. Here she go. Will you look at this big boy? He tell me this morning he wants to go home with Mrs. Himmelstein for Shabbos. Now, isn't that a nice one?
He did?
You bet your life he did.
And you can talk to a fish?
What do you think? Of course I talk to the fish. If I stay in this place much longer, I'm going to start looking like a fish. Now, Mrs. Himmelstein, what's it going to be? You going to take this bambino?
No, Antonio. This one looks like he could use a good doctor. I'll take this one here. He looks nice and healthy.
Okay, Miss Hamilton. Whatever you say. Here she goes, huh?
But, Mama, the first one said he wanted to go home with us.
Oh, really? And since when do I take orders from a fish? Antonio, please, weigh it and tell me how much it is. But this time, give me a good price. Not like last week when I sent my husband who knows from nothing. And you really took him for a ride.
I charge you because I like your family, Mrs. Himmelstein. I charge you just 85 cents.
That's so overpriced.
a shanta.
Ridiculous. Here, take 75 and be happy.
Be happy? How could I be happy if I don't make no money, Miss Himmelstein?
All right. 76, but not another word.
Okay, okay, Miss Himmelstein. But then you send me back a nice piece of yoga filled fish, and then we got a deal.
Oi, Antonio, us the chagoyish cup and a yiddish appetite. All right. You'll get your piece of gefilte fish, Antonio.
And don't forget the horseradish, Miss Himmelstein. Hey, Luigi, put this fish in Miss Himmelstein's pail and put some water on top of it. Sure thing, boss. Here she go. Oh, no, boss. The fish, she jump out of the pail. She fall on the floor. I'm missing the pen. Boss, what am I going to do? Boss, the fish, she jumping around.
My fish.
Take it back to
where you're going. Where are you going?
Oh, my fish. Mamma mia. Luigi, what's the matter with you? Where's your seco? You got a finger like a spaghetti. Come on, get another fish. I'm sorry, boss. He jumped away. I tried to get a fish. Come on, come here. Come to mama. Come to mama, fish. Come on, honey.
Did you ever get the fish home, Zadie?
Yes, we finally did manage to get it into the pail, and look at the 3 blocks to my house and up the 4 flights of stairs.
But where did you put it once you brought it home?
Where we put it? In the bathtub, of course.
In the bathtub?
Well, where else? The fish didn't seem to mind. At least he never complained. We kids watched our pet fishless swim around and around till Mama chased us off to bed.
Let's go right now to sleep. Come on.
Oh, please.
Now, quick.
Please.
But Zadie, did everyone have fishes in their bathtub?
No, not everyone. My uncle Isidore from the Bronx didn't know anything about it till he came to visit us for a few days. But he sure found out the hard way.
Zadie? Your uncle Isidore?
No. His Hebrew name was Yitzchok Isaac Meshulam Vinchel Ben Zusha Harandil Ber HaKoyen Himmelstein. But we called him Uncle Isidore.
Where are you going, Uncle Isidore?
I'm going to take a bath. Good for the spirit, you know.
I don't think Wednesday night is a good time to take a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Nonsense, my boy. It's always a good time for a bath. Wednesday night, Thursday, Tuesday, anytime you feel like it. I can hear the water running in the tub. Your mother must have gotten it ready for me. Oh, la la la, la 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 la.
I really don't think Wednesday night is a good night for a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Ridiculous. La la la. Bathtub, Zelda, it's a monster, a monster. He bit off my foot, he bit off my leg. Lock the door, don't let him out. It's a monster, I tell you, a monster.
Isidore, that's my cup for gefilte fish. Why didn't you ask me first?
Zelda, that's no cop. It's a sea serpent, I tell you. It's a monster, a monster. I felt his teeth biting off my leg. I felt his teeth biting off my foot. He's a real man-eater. He's a carnivorous flesh-eater. It's a monster, I tell you.
Please, Isidore, your leg is fine. Better go in the kitchen. Take a hot tea with milk. I'll put the sea serpent back in the pail so you can take a bath. You'll find a bottle of milk in the icebox and water boiling in the old chinic on the stove.
I told you Wednesday night is not a good night for a bath, Uncle Isidore.
Heshee!
I'm sorry, Mama.
When we came home from school the next day, we were very disappointed.
Mama! Mama, where's our fish? The bathtub is empty.
He's right now, Gutsy Duncan, cooking quite comfortably inside this pot on the oven in the form of gefilte fish.
Already? Mama, you still wanted to play with him.
And since when were fish put into this world to play with? Fish were put into this world to grind up with onions, to mix with eggs, to combine with matzo-mehl, to add a little sugar, to sprinkle with salt and pepper, to shape into loaves, and to cook all day in a big pot with 5 carrots and 2 potatoes. That is why fish were put into this world, and not to play with in the bathtub.
Yes, Mama.
And children, do you know why little boys were put into this world?
Why, Mama?
So their mama could give them a kiss when they come home from school and serve them fresh cookies and milk.
Oh, Mama, that's a good reason.
And to make sure they do their homework.
Ooh.